When people imagine having a superpower, invisibility is a popular choice. On this week's Criminal Podcast, we'll hear stories about people who successfully disappeared by faking their own deaths. Here to talk about how to disappear and why it's a tough trick to pull off is criminal host Phoebe Judge. Hi, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
So where does one go to learn about faking their own death?
Well, there are actually lots of guides from the 1980s, which are rather outdated about how to do this. But we spoke with Elizabeth Greenwood, an author who wrote a book called Playing Dead, A Journey Through the World of Death Fraud. And she tells stories of people who faked their deaths and then what they did afterwards to remain hidden. And she actually faked her own death in a car crash and got a death certificate.
So who are these people who fake their own deaths and why do they do it?
People do this for lots of reasons, but the most common ones are people who are in a lot of debt, people who have gotten themselves in a bad marriage or a bad kind of home situation. Most of the people who get caught, so we think most of the people who attempt this are men. Women, we don't think fake their deaths as much, maybe because they have a more maternal instinct of not wanting to leave their children, their loved ones. Or maybe women are just better at it.
That could be. What's the best way to fake your death?
The most popular way to fake your death is to stage a drowning. And we know a lot about that because there are a lot of so-called drowning victims who have gotten caught. But experts say the best way you can actually fake your own death is to go hiking because there are just so many things that could happen when you're hiking. You could have gotten abducted. You could have fallen off the cliffs. An animal could have gotten you. You could have gotten lost.
So when you fake your death, one of the problems that you would encounter is that you have to make it appear that you are dead, but you still have to take your own body with you. So you have this problem of what to do about the body.
You mentioned that a lot of people get caught faking their own death. How does that happen?
Well, people think, oh, I'll just walk off into the sunset and it will be fine. But it is really, really complicated. You have to plan for years, people say, to get away with this. Because once you get away, you have to have a new identity ready. You've got to figure out how to stay gone. You're cutting ties with your family, your hometown. But then once you get somewhere, how are you going to make a living? How are you going to drive a car? We spoke with private investigator Steve Rombaum, who's hired by families and also by insurance companies to go out and try to find people who may have faked their own death. And he says in order to be successful, you have to completely give up what makes you, you.
You know, I can make 1,000 mistakes if I'm hunting for you and still find you. If you make one mistake, you're finished. I'll spot it. I'll catch you.
You can hear more about the people who almost got away with faking their own deaths and get more pointers about the right way to disappear on this week's Criminal Podcast. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC. Ben Phoebe Judge is the host. Thanks for talking with me, Phoebe.
Thank you.